Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Morning Podcast on Tuesday morning, the 30th of December, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by C.J. Miller and Greg Allen on the news, Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with our Indiana Farm Forecast, which calls for decreasing winds, possible movement away from those very cold temperatures, too. The HAT Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online at ffbt.com. In the news, a preview of the Fort Wayne Farm Show right around the corner and a final rule from USDA that would update the nation's crop insurance and risk management system. On Monday, the corn, bean, and wheat markets liquidated again, joining gold, silver, and the stock market lower. John Zanker has market insights coming up on the Tuesday HAT Podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
It has been a year of tariffs and trade disputes and market turmoil. Hoosier Ag Today has been here all year long to keep you up to date. With the largest farm broadcast team in the state, we've been your trusted resource for timely and credible information. It's been our honor to serve you, the farm families of Indiana, on air, online, and on our Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. This is Hoosier Ag Today.
A new rule that could update the nation's crop insurance system and a sneak peek of the Fort Wayne Farm Show. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. A final rule recently issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture would update the nation's crop insurance and risk management system with a strong focus on improving access for farmers and ranchers. USDA says the changes are designed to make the program easier to use and more responsive to today's producers, including beginning farmers, small and mid-size operations, and those who may have faced barriers to participation in the past. The rule streamlines reporting requirements, clarifies policy language, and expands options that help policyholders better manage risk in an increasingly unpredictable climate. According to Risk Management Agency Administrator Pat Swanson,
in our current regulation, we had it in there that there was three requirements in order for this physical piece of land to be considered and qualified to receive the prevented planting payment that had to be planted, harvested, and insured. And what we were finding was that the insured piece was really difficult to find the answer. And so it was becoming really burdensome for our farmers. So we decided just to remove that word from the rule. So now farmers just have to prove that the land had been planted and harvested once in the last 4 years.
Swanson says modernizing the crop insurance system is critical as producers deal with volatile markets, extreme weather, and rising input costs. By improving access and simplifying processes, USDA believes more producers will be able to protect their operations and plan for the future.
All the dates that are involved in like termination dates and cancellation dates and end of insurance dates, we're just removing those from the federal regulations so that they're more nimble, so we can make changes as we see necessary without having to make this into a final rule.
The final rule will be implemented ahead of upcoming crop years, giving farmers time to work with their crop insurance agents to understand how the updates may affect their coverage. The Fort Wayne Farm Show is fast approaching. C.J. Miller joins us now with a preview.
It's the largest indoor farm show in the area. It's free to get in the show. I can promise you, you won't be disappointed, that's for sure.
And that's Dan Slowinski, show director of the Fort Wayne Farm Show. The event is set for January 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum.
We actually have 415 companies taking out 1,090 booths. So it's going to be jam-packed full of equipment, dealers, reps from seed companies to insurance companies, tools, tractors, combines, irrigation, you name it, we've got it.
The event also features seminars focusing on topics impacting farms and ag businesses.
They start off with the market outlook. That's always the most attended seminar each year. And then they've got other topics, pesticide applicator programs, farm emergency care, water resources. I know one of them is talking about different USDA programs. Something that they're also doing is if you're looking for a new job, different vendors will have different badges on their booth that will signify that they have got job openings and are looking to bring people on board.
Most of all, Slowinski says the event gives farmers the chance to not only see new equipment up close, but also the chance to chat with several different company representatives one-on-one and all in one place.
That to me was the biggest thing. Yes, it's a one-stop. They say it's a one-stop shop, but I think there's something special when you can look someone in the face, look them eye to eye, shaking hands with the different reps. And then if you've got questions, you can ask them right there on the spot.
You'll also find Hoosier Ag Today at this year's Fort Wayne Farm Show. We'll be set up in the lobby of the Coliseum, so if you plan on coming to the show, stop by our table and say hi.
Find these stories and more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Now on the Hat Podcast, Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by the Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Winds are subsiding here across the Hoosier State, but our winter feels aren't done yet. I think the winds are subsiding enough today that lake effect snow is not a problem on a large scale. However, the effects of the lakes are still here. I think we see a lot of clouds over northern Indiana, maybe some sunshine peeking through at times, but I won't rule out some on again, off again, a lake effect flurry action. And then in southern Indiana, we can see better sunshine peeking through, but I will still tell you, don't expect a huge ton, as these clouds coming off of lake interaction do have a chance to make it all the way down. We also have two clippers that are going to be impacting our weather here over the next 2.5 days or so. First one coming late this evening into the overnight, focusing more on a southern lower Michigan and northern Indiana. I think we have to look for a coating to an inch of snow from US 24 north and clouds down into central Indiana. Southern Indiana should just see a mix of a clear sky and cloud overnight tonight. Into New Year's Eve on Wednesday, second clipper comes through. This one focusing a little bit farther south, solidly in Indiana, coating to 2 inches easily over the northern half of the state, I-70 north, and we see clouds and flurries down in southern parts of Indiana. By the time we get into New Year's afternoon, I think we're clearing out in all areas, getting maybe some sunshine in here. And Friday the 2nd, Saturday the 3rd, not looking too shabby. We won't be quite as cold. Am I calling us mild? Absolutely not, but not as cold as how we're starting the week here. And we do see rain trying to develop in the warm air surge overnight Sunday night into early Monday, northern Indiana and in Michigan, nowhere else though. Cold air returns next to Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we see another round of bitter cold air reinforcing that to end next week, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. We are definitely going to be seeing more colder than normal temperatures than above normal temperatures in the first half of January. But also another surge of warmer air toward the 12th and 13th. That triggers a big round of rain and thunderstorm activity in the central and southern plains. Right now, it's suggesting that maybe we see some snow coming off of that into our neck of the woods to start the week of the 12th. A long time to go before we get there, but it's what I'm watching right now. I'm Ryan Martin.
While snow may cover Indiana's soil and water, Hoosier farmers know the great treasure that lies out of sight. As we move through the holidays, know that the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance values you as an integral part of Indiana agriculture. However you contribute to viable farms, healthy soil, and clean water, IANA and its partners stand ready to help in 2026 as you manage expensive nutrients successfully and plan for next season. Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit INFFA.org.
A sell-off across the board throughout the Monday session as we get back to trade. This is Hoosier Ag Today in the Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. I'll have final numbers momentarily. We'll begin with commentary from John Zanker of Farmers Keeper, the Carmel office. We got his thoughts on the day of trade right at the end of the session. Opening up the new week and the final week of trade for 2025, a sell-off in a lot of markets, John. That included the stock market, gold and silver, extremely weak. And grains and oilseeds down from the get-go.
Yeah, it's ugly. I really wasn't expecting this. I was hoping everybody else in the business would be a little bit blasé about this week. And I suspect the volume's not heavy, but we're seeing gold down 200, and I have to think that's probably sifted over into the corn, soybean, and wheat market. And so I don't know. I was disappointed. I was hoping to keep that March corn up above 450 and get the bulls reengaged. And looks like we're going to have to struggle the rest of the week to get back to that level.
What might be at play? Positioning for month, quarter, and year end, geopolitical risks, plenty of that around. Also, South American weather, which I think might be a bit supportive, but that didn't really come into play.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a lot of interest in all of that today, as much as there is, what's going on in some of these other markets. But, you know, Brazil just looks fantastic to this point. There is some dry weather concerns starting to creep into Argentina, but you know, we need to keep in mind that it's kind of like late May, early June in the bulk of Argentina, compared to what we would see here. So Brazil obviously farther along. Mato Grosso, which now accounts for about a third of the Brazilian soybean crop, it's just looked spectacular from start to finish. Well, we're not finished, but we will see some combines start to roll probably next week in the northernmost areas of Mato Grosso. And 2-week forecast looks great. But again, for Argentina, looking light. Now, Brazil may be on their way to 178 million ton crop. So that gives Argentina some slack to come in with a little bit of a below average yield. But for this point, at this point, I wouldn't worry too much about Argentina, given that it's very early in the game for them.
Given a normal final week of trade for the year, what might we expect, again, if it would be normal, on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then back on Friday after New Year's Day? Continued light volume and lack of interest, we would assume, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. I would expect that we could see this market bounce back off of these lows. There's some concern with the fund positions, although the funds went from being long to net short after the day, maybe back to 200 million bushels short or more. So I like that. I like that because there's no panic selling left to do there, or profit taking, really. Soybeans, on the other hand, much too long for this. And I've been talking about that for weeks, and I still feel that way. Latest update from the CFTC, and then the average trade guesses have the funds long 770 million bushels before today. So even at 700 million after today, that's still much too large given the current fundamental situation. So I'll continue to be worried about the downside potential in here, Andy.
Let's look at corn and soybeans specifically. Roughly 8 cent losses in corn, 9 cent losses in beans. Either one of those moves problematic?
Corn. I've tried to be friendly at corn for going on, 11 months now, Andy? I think we've talked about it just about every week or every other week that these exports are sensational. We had another good week at 51.2, down from the 10-week average of 64, but right now, Stone X has that pace at 337 million above what the USDA is currently projecting. So I love that. Can we get some help from Uncle Sam next month? We'll have to wait and see. But soybeans, again, down 9 cents, all things considered, that's not a shock. Another terrible export report. And we just continue to fall further and further behind. So most disappointed in the corn, not surprised with either soybeans or wheat.
Analyst John Zanker at the Farmers Keeper Carmel office. Get John at 765-412-6810. Now, the settlements from Monday trades, 7 3/4 lower on March corn, 442 1/4. May contract dips to 450 3/4, down 7.5. July 457, 7 1/4 down. The bean market led lower and almost a dime off. January 1049 1/2, 9 1/4 off. 9 cents lower March and May beans, with March ending at 1063 1/2, May 1075 1/4. March wheat 6 cents lower, 513. And the May contract down 6 as well, 524 3/4. February live cattle 67 cents lower after working higher earlier in the session, 228.97. And the hog market fell off as well, February 84.47, down a nickel. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Monday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.